You know, the truth is, I'd really like to be sitting here in my car reading a comic book right now. But no, because women and beta males. So first, let's talk about comic books. Important, let's do the important things first. Supergirl comic books. So the great one, so I'm staying with my friend Rachel and her husband, right? And I told them, yeah, I'm going over to Greeley to check out this comic book store. And, you know, they do this little thing, you know, down their nose, like, oh, Greeley. Oh, there's nothing in Greeley. And that's a thing. Here in Colorado, here in Fort Collins especially, everybody loves to look down on the city of Greeley. And here's why this chaps my ass a little bit. Because here's the thing. I lived in Greeley for 2.5 years, okay? So I can have opinions about Greeley that are informed. And there's things about Greeley that I don't like. I mean, the number one thing, this is not going to be a surprise. The number one thing I don't like about Greeley is there's a heavy population of spics. Or what, wetbacks. Or wait, what are they called? Oh, Latinx. They're called Latinx this week. So what? And remember, I didn't call them spics, S-P-I-C-K-S. That's racist. They're spics, S-P-I-X. See, that's like Latinx. See, the word spics is a word that encompasses the different nationalities and the flags and the political, social, economic alliances, and of course the 97 different genders of all the brown people from South America, spics. So Greeley is heavy in the spics. But the reason for people from Fort Collins don't like it, I think, is because it's more agricultural. The people over, it's more based on working for a living. Like the city as a whole is more of a place where people work for a living as opposed to just put homosexual flags outside of their houses. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of tolerance and diversity in Greeley because it's still in Colorado, but it's not like Fort Collins. And it's obvious when you go over there. So anyway, you know, they do the little looking down their nose thing. Anyway, we didn't even go to Greeley. There's nothing in Greeley. And, you know, I love these guys, but that doesn't mean they're right about everything. And I don't need to mouth off because there's no point. But I'm thinking to myself, well, for one thing, in Greeley, everybody's not walking around with diapers on their faces, which they're not. Because Greeley is in a different county. But anyway, by the way, I've still been going in places, I haven't put a muzzle on yet. So anyhow, so I go over to the Greeley to hit this comic book store, and I would tell you the name of it, but I can't remember. But it's if you care, you can Google comic book store. It's like a sports card and comic book and game store. And there's also one by the same name in Loveland. So I went to the one in Greeley, and they had a lot of shit. I was really impressed. I did not expect it to have as much stuff as it did. And then I went over to the one in Loveland as well, and they had a pretty fair amount of shit. And between the two places, I dropped $150 on comic books. I picked up like 17 issues of Supergirl that I need to complete my run. And right now I'm sitting in the parking lot, and there's some people, the city of course, doing tree work, and these people can't drive for shit. I got morons with fucking giant pickups pulling trailers, trying to navigate around the cars in the parking lot. Like, what do you morons do? Oh, wait, I'm sorry, city employees. Of course you're fucking idiots. Like, hey guys, why don't you try to cut down tree limbs over a parking lot that has cars in it? I mean, that's real fucking intelligent. God, I'm so happy I got the fuck out of this city. So anyway, I'm working at an umbrella corporation, and the women here are all upset because these idiots from the city are out in their parking lot cutting down tree branches. Because they're, you know, because, oh my God, some people might get hit. I'm like, well, I mean, yes, it's really annoying, but if you're like walking through the parking lot and you can't see the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 giant white trucks with yellow flashing lights on them, with a tower up in the air cutting tree limbs down with a bunch of city employees standing around wearing bright orange jackets. Like, if you can't see that and the tree limb falls down and hits you, that's natural selection. I'm so sick of women having to be, and this is what it, women, they're so overprotective of everything. Right? Oh my God, we have to go out and talk to the city employees and tell them they can't do this because it's dangerous to people using the parking lot. And it's fascinating to me how women are so overprotective about everything except for, and there's no delicate way to put it, the genetic purity of white people. Like that right there, they will fucking throw away. Every one of these women would fucking stumble over their own feet and crawl through all of these trucks and climb that fucking tree in order to get impregnated by a pox. Right? But my God, anything else, we're just so terrified that something bad might happen. Except when it comes to maintaining the genetic purity of European white people and the integrity of our nation. Right, our traditions and our beliefs and our past, our history, the accomplishments of the United States and the people who founded it and created, all of that shit we'll fucking just wipe our asses with it and throw it away in a giant fucking rush to get some pox sperm inside our vaginas that 45% of women can't locate anyhow. But everything else, oh my God, they're just so terrified. And the feminized beta males. I'd forgot, God, it's so, here at Umbrella Corporation, it's so bad now. Like, everybody who had anything resembling a ball sack is gone. It's like, there's a drop-off on the stage. You're like, well, do we need to put up a rope so nobody falls down? I'm like, no. No, we're not going to put up a goddamn rope so people don't fall off the edge. Like, are you fucking shitting me? And then, so there's this one guy who works here, and he's the boyfriend of the girl who works here that does the lighting, who is the only person I don't want to kill. We'll call her Amy, because I need to give her a name. And Amy's boyfriend, he's just, God, he's one of these people, first of all, he's got to talk all the time. He's got to fucking talk. And then, if I'm doing something, if anybody's doing anything, he's got to come try to jump in and help, even when you don't need his help. It's like, I'm doing this, I don't need help, right? He's got to touch everything. And then he's like, you can't get an answer from him. You say, hey, Amy's boyfriend, does that road case need to be sitting there or can we move it? Well, you know, there's a funny story. So like a couple of shows ago, we were doing a thing, right? And so they brought in some road cases and you know, we had the road case. I'm like, can I move the fucking road case or not? And he's got to just constantly talk. And then we got a story. And oh, let me try to be funny because I think I'm really humorous and witty. And just, oh my God, I want to kill him. And then, so Amy's working on some problems because we had some problems with the lighting system. Amy's trying to solve the problems. And Amy gets on and she says, Amy's boyfriend, figure out where we're going to get lunch. You're going to go get some lunch. All right. So she's working on the problem. So she comes down and Amy says, hey, Amy's boyfriend, so where are we going to get lunch from? And Amy's boyfriend says, well, I was thinking either this place or that place, but I don't know. And Amy's like, listen, I do not want to make a decision right now. I got problems. I got shit to do. Make a decision and go get some food. He's like, well, I don't really know. Do we want? And she's like, and she's like turning red. She's visibly trembling. And I'm thinking, if she fucking hits him, there's no way I'm going to stop her. It's like, dude, the fucking bitch that you put your cock inside of, assuming you have a cock, because I can't verify he does. The woman that you're fucking and that wears the pants in your family just told you to make a fucking decision. And you're sitting here humming and hawing because you can't make a fucking decision about where to go get some fucking food from. I'm just thinking, God damn it. I mean, this, once again, this is our society. This is a quote-unquote man in our society. These are men in our society. Do we need to put a rope up so nobody falls off the side of the stage? Right? These are men in our society today. My girlfriend told me to go get her some fucking food. I can't decide. She's your fucking girlfriend. You don't know what places she likes to eat and not eat? I mean, come on. And they're just so fucking weak and spineless and just so fucking goddamn effeminate. It's goddamn. We're so fucked, man. We are so fucked. God, we're fucked. All right, that's it. I think I got it out of my system. I'm going to read some of my Supergirl comic books now, and this is my lunch break. And we're going to go do a show. All right, talk to you cats later. Hold on, I wasn't quite done, because there's another element to this. So the reason we need a rope on the stage so people don't fall off, the people who are concerned they're going to fall off, because some of the people in the cast are high school students. And that's who the women are primarily worried about. Now, not all of them. One of them is a boomer woman who's responsible for destroying these kids' lives and their economy and their nation. But anyway, so there's high school students in the cast. So that's the main reason why the women are concerned. And the men too, the beta male men. We got to put a rope around the edge of the stage so the high school students don't fall off, right? The high school students might get killed in the parking lot or something. And I've asked this question before on this podcast, but I need to ask it again. Are high school students, are the Zoomers, are they going to turn out to be just another generation of pussies? Or are the Zoomers going to get tired of old people treating them like they're stupid and kill the old people? You know, because the high school students come in, I refuse, just like with the, I've talked about this long ago, we worked here and we did little dance shows, you know, we have these little 12-year-old girls running around and stuff and having fun and doing things. They'd be like looking at the fly system and they'd be interested. And, you know, all the old women here, all the fucking boomer women, the fucking boomer woman is over there right now lecturing the fucking guys who are cutting down the tree limbs. I wish one of them would slap the fuck out of her. Please, just fucking slap her in the goddamn face. My God, throw her in that fucking wood chipper. She's fucking Karening. She's totally Karening. She's pointing her finger at them and fucking wagging her fucking finger around. And yes, they're walking away. Now, two of them just walked away and left the third guy there to put up with her shit. Throw her in the fucking wood chipper, guys. Are the Zoomers, are they ever going to get tired of being treated like they're stupid? So anyway, like, you know, I talk to the little kids and I tell them what's up. And sometimes they're like, well, can we help? I'm like, yeah, sure, you can help, you know, and let them push some stuff around. And oh my God, the boomer women lose their minds. Like, these are high school kids. They're not going to fall off the side of the goddamn stage. Like, do I have any Zoomers in my audience? Do you ever get tired of old people treating you like you're a fucking retard? And especially considering that it's these old people treating you like you're a retard, they're the fucking retards. I was talking to a fucking boomer about computer software for doing photo processing. Right, and I told him about the software that I use. It's a thing called Exposure. It comes from Alien Skin is the name of the company. Anyway, so he says, okay, I'm going to check this out. So he sends me a text message. He says, I can't find Exposure on Google Play. Does it have another name? I'm like, what do you mean on Google Play? You're looking for software that you install on your computer to process photographs on Google Play? Like, are you fucking retarded? And the answer is yes, you're a boomer. They're all retarded, every goddamn one of them. No, there are no unicorns. I know you're telling me, well, great one. I know this one boomer. The boomer is... No, you don't. You don't know this one boomer that isn't a fucking retard. Please shut the fuck up. I'm so sick of this fucking unicorn shit. I got this other fucking effeminate beta male working in here, and he's got a degree in political science. Right, that's why you work fucking part-time at a goddamn theater and you can't get a real job. I got another fucking woman. She's talking about how she's got a diploma in art, and she was going to go into teaching art after she got her diploma. And then, no, all right, I have to do a little edit there because people started talking on the radio. Can't have that flying around on the interwebs. And then I lost the train of my rant. Well, art school. So she got an art degree. And she's like, yeah, I was going to teach art. And then I figured out that all the professors that were teaching art, none of them retired and there were no jobs for me. And I'm thinking, how are you people who went to college this fucking dumb? Of course, did you think you're going to go to college for 4 years? And then the professors who teach the classes you took, what, they're all supposed to retire so you can have a job? I mean, there was this thing that was going to retire the boomer professors. It was the Wuhan. But we shut down the economy to protect the lives of the boomer professors. So that was her plan, was to go to college for art and then get a job at the college teaching art. Because that's what women do. Women stay in academia for their entire fucking lives because women never mature past the age of 16. By the way, some of these high school girls in the cast of the show I'm working are fucking hot. They're some cute little asses. Now, they're all wearing diapers on their face, so I don't know if they have mustaches or not. But there are some very nice little butts running around. So anyway, just Zoomers. This is a real question. Zoomers, when are you going to get tired of old people treating you like you're stupid, like you're so fucking dumb, you're gonna fall off the side of the stage? I mean, fuck, are any of you insulted by this shit? And believe, when you rise up and when you pull out your knives and you start slitting the throats of boomers, let me know, because I'm right there with you. Fucking Christ. And then here's the, and then of course, you know, okay, but if these high school kids are so fucking stupid that they're going to fall off the side of the stage, how did they get to be this stupid? I mean, who are their parents? Who's teaching them in school? Like, how are they this dumb? Whose fault might that be if they actually are that goddamn dumb? And of course, the question we have to ask that can never be asked, how many of them who would actually fall off the side of the stage come from single parent, single mother households? Now I'm going to read Supergirl comic books.